Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We turn now to one of those independents, Jeff McCormick, as we continue our series of conversations this week with the candidates for governor. According to the latest WBUR tracking poll, 60% of voters have never heard of the lifelong businessman who's campaigning largely on his record as a jobs creator. We asked Jeff McCormick where he stands on the issues and why he believes his experience in the private sector is transferable to the state's highest office.
I think that we need a Beacon Hill that relentlessly tries to help small businesses grow and constantly is thinking about how can they get people to where they're trying to get to versus pulling them back. And then we have to control some of the major cost centers to small business, like energy, which we're fifth highest in the country, like healthcare, where we're the highest in the country. Those are extremely important when you travel the Commonwealth.
Well, let me just touch on energy for a second here. If you were governor and one of the electric utilities came to the state, as one recently did, saying, I want a 37% rate increase for this winter, what would your response as governor be?
Well, this is exactly one of the failures of government. We have to be proactive. I've been proactive in the private sector, bringing down the cost of energy. We certainly could do that within state government. We just haven't, for reasons, Bob, I don't understand. And there are ways to do that and still be very environmentally sensitive, because I'm also improving the carbon footprint the way we work.
Well, give me an example of one thing you would do as governor to bring down the cost of energy.
Well, I think one of the things we need to do is look at hydro very seriously. It is renewable. It's about as clean as you can get. But as you well know, it's not just a Massachusetts issue. You have to get all the New England governors together on that, and we haven't.
You mean, for example, bringing more hydropower down from Hydro-Québec, the large hydro projects up north?
That's correct. We should also look at increasing the pipelines that already exist to bring down the cost of natural gas, not having to build new ones, but this is, you know, rights of way that are already in place, because we know that that is one of the drivers of the cost of energy, and including the cost of electric.
So then you oppose the plan to bring a new pipeline across Massachusetts from Western Mass to Eastern Mass along the northern tier?
I'm not convinced that we need that pipeline given the road infrastructure we have, because between expanded pipelines that already exist and trucking natural gas, you can get to the same place.
Staying on issues, you're anti-casino, saying you'd vote to repeal the state gaming law. Why?
Well, I'm anti-casinos because net-net, they lose jobs. The casinos themselves might have jobs, but they hurt small businesses. They hurt the artist community. And also, as you know, there's tremendous negative effects of casinos, increased DWIs, increased drug use, increased crime for local people, traffic, housing values go down. And it also negatively impacts lottery revenues, which is going to, again, hit every local municipality in the Commonwealth, not just the areas that have the casinos.
In terms of casino jobs, you're out there. Mm-hmm. You've heard the appeals by the folks who live in Everett and by the folks who live out in Springfield, that they want the casinos earmarked for their communities because they want those casino jobs. What do you say to them?
Well, first of all, Springfield, as an example, the casinos outspent the opposition group 2,400-1, and it was, you know, less than 25% of people even voted. So when you actually look at how many people are in favor of it versus not, and you know, people in the surrounding communities didn't get a vote, and they are affected, you say to yourself, this affects a lot more people than just the people who live in Springfield proper.
Sure, but I'm thinking about the mayor of Springfield, who's been very out there on television in ads in support of the casinos, saying we need those jobs here in economically depressed downtown Springfield.
Yeah, I would rather we took a long-term approach of actually taking these communities seriously and investing in these communities and creating the jobs, again, with small businesses. And for someone who's created thousands of jobs in my life through a small business, I know that it can be done.
All right. Education. You support lifting the cap on charter schools. Explain why.
Well, I've seen so many charter schools around the Commonwealth that have had tremendous results. And I believe, again, that the reason for charter schools is that they innovate and they can bring best practices to the rest of the Commonwealth. I am a huge fan, though, of trying to make our public schools as strong as they can be, because there is a very significant skills gap right now, and we have to try and close that, and education is the best way to do it.
I have to ask, with less than 2 weeks to go before the election and polling around 2%, Do you see yourself as a spoiler in the race at this point?
I did not get in this race to play a spoiler kind of role. I think that there are a lot of supporters who have said, you know what, we have to vote for change if we really want change. If you vote for the same old, you're going to get it. You're going to get the same kind of results. People know that we have to go in this direction or else, again, we're going to be in probably a worse position 4 years from now.
Jeff McCormick, thanks a lot. Very good to see you, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Independent candidate Jeff McCormick talking with us about his business background and his bid for governor.